Elvis.
Citizen Critic is a production of iHeartRadio and Double Elvis. Here are some reviews of some mafia-related costumes.
Yeah.
Boys Mafia Underboss.
I love that it's so specific that he's not the boss. He's the underboss.
Underboss.
He's the underboss. Hey, what are you for Halloween? I'm second in command. I'm not the guy, but I know the guy. Oh, dare to dream.
On this episode of Citizen Critic, one critic is surprised to find a dark view of human nature and not nearly enough comic relief in Martin Scorsese's Casino. A user on IMDb weighs in with the following carefully considered review. Kostinko! And a visitor to a riverboat casino finds the buffet disgusting, and there aren't nearly enough shellfish options. Latch the door and get ready for some heavy-handed narration. This is Citizen Critic. Welcome to another episode of Citizen Critic. I'm Scott Janovitz.
And I'm Greg Hummel.
Casino.
Casino.
We talked about Casino. We had a conversation in which we reviewed the review from the Deseret News for this conversation.
The Deseret News, that's right.
The Irishman was up for some Oscars.
Yep. As was Martin Scorsese himself.
Right.
As was Pesci.
So that inspired us to kind of go back and look at a classic review of Casino.
Taking a look at Casino.
Which is, turns out, if you aggregate critical consensus, I guess.
Mixed
reviews. It's a mixed bag, yeah.
It is a mixed bag, yeah.
And I guess that's, I guess I can see that. I remember it fondly and we'll watch it every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes it an above average movie.
I do remember. Well, yeah. I can't say that for myself.
I watched it. Now that you've called me out on it, Greg, I will watch Clueless anytime it's on.
Again, I was.
Yeah. I will watch Can't Buy Me Love.
Yep.
Yeah. Anytime it's
on. I was going to throw Biodome in there for myself.
I will watch Biodome. I'll watch Biodome if I have to pay for it.
I mean, I've considered it. Definitely.
I've rented it no fewer than a dozen times. But anyway, so this inspired us to go back into the archives and read a review of Casino.
Yeah.
The Irishman did not win anything, really. Kind of shocking.
There was strong competition.
Strong competition.
It was a little bit of competition this year.
I enjoyed the movie, but didn't love it. Casino being a movie that I will return to and watch again, and The Irishman being a movie, I have no desire to go back and see that movie again.
Yeah. I think
it's very well crafted. The performances are very good, but it's just not compelling.
I agree, but I think it's more because it's about like Hoffa, and I'm just sort of like, kind of tired of that.
Yeah, we know how it turns out. There's no surprise there.
Yeah.
He lives
happily ever after. I didn't watch the end. But Casino, I'll watch anytime it's on.
I won't watch it anytime it's on. every other time, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, now that you say that, I do remember saying, oh, Casino.
It's like, I saw that like last year. I'm not going to watch it again. Every couple of years, maybe.
I watch everything for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll watch it for a few minutes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Depends on what it's on, too. It has to be on a premium channel. I'm not going to watch it on TNT or something.
No.
Like a fucking animal. So anyway, this is our re-review of this review of the classic Scorsese film Casino. I found a review of Casino from Utah's The Deseret
News. This is a publication owned by a company that is owned by the Mormon Church.
Ah.
So you can imagine how much they loved Casino. So this review is from 95 by Chris Hicks, movie critic for the Deseret News. Casino, an obvious attempt by Martin Scorsese to come up with an epic in the Godfather mold about the corruption that created Las Vegas.
He did that. It's called Goodfellas.
Yeah. Prior to this.
See Goodfellas.
Would seem to place the filmmaker squarely in his element. But instead, this bloated three-hour misfire, this is a major fumble.
Oh,
that's a sentence.
Wow.
Mr. Hicks. Despite some stunning visual tricks and an opening hour that takes a fascinating backdoor tour of how Vegas works, Casino is seriously hampered by a ridiculous number of off-the-wall miscalculations, including a sloppy narrative technique, an unremittingly dark view of human nature without any comic relief, despite a number of comedians in the cast.
Oh, comic relief. You couldn't have thrown Jerry Lewis in for just... Have him roller skating across the casino floor. Where's my comic relief?
Now in my head, he's in it. Was he not in it? As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, Jerry Lewis is in it. No, he probably is not.
We're going to need a trailer for Jerry and a trailer just full of lozenges. It is unfucking. I swear the lozenge is mic'd.
It's like so it's the oral equivalent of just swinging your dick around. He's just chawing on that lozenge. For like 20 years, he's just chawing on a lozenge.
Ah, Jerry, man.
Clicking it against his teeth.
Yeah, just biting it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, God. So I said to Dean, I don't think so.
What the hell? I mean, there wasn't one person in his life to be like, spit the hard candy out. Jerry, here's a napkin. Spit the hard candy in the napkin.
No, it was his thing.
I mean, I dark view of human nature.
Yeah.
It's about mobsters. Of course it's going to have a dark view of human nature.
Yeah, it's telling the story of Las Vegas.
Right.
It's not going to be...
He should have Googled what is mobsters. What are mobsters?
Las Vegas. Spiritually uplifting? Question mark?
The comic relief. They're murdering each other.
The real surprise, however, is how dull it all is. This may be the most boring movie Scorsese has ever made. No, it can't be true.
That is not. Yeah, and you read it like he was like a 10-year-old. This must be the worst Scorsese movie.
Stupid. This may be the most boring movie Scorsese has ever made.
I mean, you can't help but read it like a 12-year-old that's written that way.
Yeah, that's how he wrote it. Reuniting the Goodfellas team, director Scorsese, co-writer Nicholas Pileggi, stars Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, Casino tells the story of Midwest bookie and gambling whiz Sam Ace Rothstein, De Niro, who is sent to Vegas by Kansas City mobsters to open a new casino. A short time later, he is joined by his boyhood pal, the volatile, reckless Nicky Santoro. Pesci virtually reprising or parodying his Oscar-winning Goodfellas character.
Hey, just stick with what works, man. Keep pumping that well.
Ace sees to the day-to-day casino business, and Nicky takes care of the dirty work. To illustrate the latter, when someone verbally insults Ace, Nicky retaliates by repeatedly stabbing the guy in the neck with a ballpoint pen. A gory, shocking, but surprisingly sterile moment. Really?
That's not sterile at all.
Well, yeah, specifically.
It's the opposite of sterile.
Ace's judgment really goes haywire when he begins romancing Ginger, Sharon Stone.
Ginger.
A high-rolling hustler hooker who eventually becomes his wife.
When you describe her like that, it makes it sound bad.
She's a classy broad.
One thing Scorsese does well in all his movies is accurately portray... like cokeheads.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there is no glamorizing the lifestyle whatsoever.
No. Ace isn't just in love with Ginger. He's obsessed with her. And it doesn't help that she becomes an alcoholic cokehead.
I mean, it's rarely does that help it any situation.
It turns out that it does not help in this movie.
The only situation where that helps is if you're trying to say, well, at least I'm not a alcoholic cocaine.
Anymore. As a blunt force instrument of rhetorical battle.
That is the only use. Yeah.
And I would argue that he says he's not just in love with Ginger, he's obsessed with her. I would say he's pretty much only obsessed with her.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Capable of loving her.
I don't think he's. I don't know. He certainly doesn't like her.
Right.
She's not a likable person.
No, he lusts for her and is obsessed with her. Right. That's
like wants to control.
Yeah.
You can't control the alcoholic prostitute, Kokor.
It doesn't help that she becomes an alcoholic cokehead and is emotionally attached to former pimp boyfriend, scene stealer James Woods, who barely registers here.
Wait.
I guess he's saying he's a scene stealer usually, but not in this movie.
Or he steals the scene. He comes on camera and he sucks all life out of every other character because he's so bad. Everyone's like, they're all rolling their eyes at James Woods. Oh, God, we got to act with Woods today.
Chewing the scenery. One major misstep is having Ace and Nikki provide a competing voiceover narration. And not just to set things up, but throughout most of the movie.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, actually.
Yeah, it's great.
it's
straight up great.
Two different perspectives.
It really is. And not just to set things up, but throughout most of the movie! Exclamation point. Well, there you go. There are dialogue sequences, of course, but this bulky narrative device...
Oh, in the movie, there's dialogue.
Yeah, they do have a couple of moments of dialogue in... The Scorsese movie.
The rest, it's all just cocorin and
it's nothing but voiceover.
And roulette wheels bumping. That's it.
It's more of an audiobook than a movie.
Choose your next adventure. Ooh, it sounds like they're on the casino floor now. I wish there was dialogue.
But this bulky narrative device dominates so much of the exposition that it quickly becomes cumbersome.
You, sir, seem easily encumbered.
He's encumbered. And he is put off by this film. Parentheses, it also provides some unintentional humor.
Humor.
As the humans call it. The soap opera shenanigans that make up the bulk of the picture
are
plot. A mess.
You know, those soap opera shenanigans, the plot.
Yeah, they complain about how it's, you know, doesn't have any substance, but you don't want to hear any more about their
and soap opera,
lives of the three main characters.
Yeah.
And they could have been wrapped up in half the time.
Wrap it up. I'm not here to be entertained.
Just give me the summary. Give me the bottom line.
I do a calculus at the end of every film. The most enjoyment per minute. You are very low.
I don't want a movie to be much longer than the tagline. And the end. Even the performances are surprisingly ineffective. With De Niro, too low key.
Too low key. That was the character.
The character he played
was a low-key guy.
Was a low-key guy.
That's the point.
De Niro too low-key, Pesci too hyper.
Too hyper.
And Stone too whiny and obnoxious. And none of them click emotionally. Hard
Sharon Stone,
disagree.
I guess in as much as she wants money and drugs.
Yeah, she turns it on. It's part of her character.
It's a little whiny, yeah.
But that it's manipulation.
Yeah.
She's a manipulative.
Wait, he fundamentally misunderstood the character. I mean, granted,
and
doubt
none of
that,
them click emotionally.
Yeah. I don't think he knows many Kokors.
You don't think so? The supporting cast includes character turns by comedians Don Rickles, Alan King, Dick Smothers, Kevin Pollak, and Joe Bob Briggs.
Yeah.
But they don't have much to do.
So the movie should be shorter and their roles should be bigger.
Yep.
Got it.
And here's the wrap up. Casino is rated R for considerable violence and gore. Parentheses, including a hard to take scene toward the end where two characters are beaten at length with a baseball bat.
Oh my God. He's not wrong though.
No, that's brutal.
That scene goes on for 7 baseball bat hits too many.
Yep.
Because it's like at that point, and it's like just sort of moaning.
Yeah. And he knows his brother's dead.
Yeah. He's crying. It is that scene.
And he's like, you fucking
knife. Yeah. But it's just the sound of the bat hitting that. Yeah. Strangely erotic.
wall-to-wall profanity, vulgar language. Oh, it has wall-to-wall profanity and vulgar language.
Can't you just make a movie about mobsters where they don't swear?
Graphic sex, brief nudity, and drug abuse. Yeah, so I think he got it wrong.
I'm pretty sure.
Counterpoint, Casino is a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
Really good.
Like Sharon Stone in particular.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Like at the end, that scene, which it hurts your heart.
He really makes her sympathetic as it like just a woman who had no,
she comes into
no
it.
Options.
Is sympathetic.
Manipulated,
you know?
By her.
Yeah.
Pimp boyfriend. Scene stealing James Woods, who doesn't register in this movie.
He's like,
he decided to tone it down for this one.
Matter sucking black hole of an actor, James Woods.
He's so disgusting.
You're disgusting.
And he kind of gets away at the end of the movie. I mean, we don't know what happens to him, but he catches a beating, but that's about it.
That's it. Catches a beating. That's such a great phrase.
Yeah. Thank you. I just coined it.
Yeah. I caught a beating. Oh, what happened? I was asking for it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you catch a beating. Caught a bad beating.
You know what? I think over the course of my life, I've missed a few beatings that I probably should have caught.
Sure. Several people will never know how big a beating they owe me.
It'll be in my obituary. People who owed me beatings but didn't know.
Sometimes I check the column in the newspaper. They have a little blurb that's like, unclaimed beatings. My name is often on that list. If your name is on this list, contact state of Massachusetts.
You are owed a beating.
Department of Beatings. These are reviews by users of IMDb.com.
Treasure trove.
Yeah, a bunch of user reviews here were pretty fucking crazy. I like this one. I had to grab this one because it starts with the headline, Kostinko.
Yes.
Robert De Niro overdoes. Oh, tell me, what does he overdo? Darling.
Kostinko, and then wow.
Robert De Niro. This is like a bizarro what's his name? The film critic.
Gene
Shalit. Thank you. This is bizarro Gene Shalit. Robert De Niro overdoes his cigarette holding in every freaking scene to the point where it becomes unintentional humor.
No, it doesn't. What is the cigarette holding?
Him and the little short director, Martin Scorsese, were too stupid to realize this. Stupid. Not they didn't make a good movie. They're just stupid.
You lack the intelligence to know what a good movie would be.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I got to give it to him, though. Snorsese's pretty good.
Snorsese. S-A-Y-Z-E-E. This was just one of the many screw-ups in this repetitive flick. Joe Pudgy is on hand again to play a gangster.
He wasn't even Pudgy in that one.
It's not even close to his last name.
It just begins with a P.
Portraying De Niro's wife is Sharon Stoned.
I like that they keep the nicknames up throughout.
Yeah, no, he's not dropping it.
Throughout the review.
There's really no point to this movie except to team De Niro, Scorsese,
oh God,
Pudgy, and Stoned.
I need an answer key.
Just to recap.
Like, hold on, let me check my legend. De Niro is De Niro. Who's Pudgy?
Oh, right.
Pudgy. Right, Pudgy. Right. Yeah. Got it.
In the role of Pudgy's right-hand man is Frank Pissant. Playing the mob's lawyer is Kevin Potluck.
No.
This is the worst thing I've ever read.
No. Who's Potluck?
Kevin Pollock.
That's not even a burn on Pollock.
No. Kevin Potluck?
Everyone loves a potluck.
Brings a meal wherever he goes.
Delightful home-cooked meal.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this turn. Zionism.
No.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
Zionism is alive as usual in this lame movie filled with the F word, so we'll all think it's really cool. Of course, intelligent people know that it's not. Same old day zero, snorsazy, pudgy garbage.
I mean,
one star.
Yeah, that's...
It does have a warning. Spoilers.
What the... With Zionism?
I don't know where that comes from.
Is that because there was Jewish people in it?
Maybe. Oh, boy. Okay. Just scathing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, keeping up the names.
Throughout.
He got a little... Towards the end, he got a little off base with the potluck.
And yeah.
Because, I mean, you're not putting down Kevin Pollak by calling him Kevin Potluck. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
It's like, hey, I'm going to call you Scott Christmas morning.
You read this one.
Everyone loves Christmas morning.
Potluck.
Hey. I think I'll make my stew.
How could you? Frank Pissant. Who was that? Frank Vincent. You know this guy. Frank Vincent from, you know, Scorsese.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Sopranos.
Everything that.
And Raging Bull.
Yeah. Any script that says Italian guy on it.
Yeah. He died just a couple of years ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was dead. I would have sent a card or a lasagna. Wait, what have I learned? Send him some meatballs. I can only tell from your body of work that you really identify with only Italian things. So,
yeah.
In lieu of flowers, I'm sending maricot.
Hey, maricot. Some gabagool.
A la mozzarella.
I still know people who insist that that's the proper way to say those words.
Mozzarella?
I read a whole article about it recently. It's like, well, that's like New Jersey Italian.
Right.
And here's why they say it like that.
Yeah.
This whole history of that area.
There's no part of Italy. I've been around Italy a bunch.
How fresh is this?
There's no quaint little village. Doesn't fucking exist.
A manigot. My freshman year of college, I knew a dude from New Jersey who was hanging in my dorm room with some people, and somebody was talking about what was for dinner at the cafe. And
oh boy.
Somebody was manicotti. The guy was like,
oh boy.
Excuse me. It's manigot.
Don't make me take out my Italio badge.
He wasn't even Italian.
He was.
No, he was just from New Jersey.
That's amazing. They pronounce it a manigot.
Manigot. That's a hard G. Manigot. I have another one, another user review here for the film Casino. This one's called Boring and Rubbish. Watching Casino for the first time and it's rubbish. I thought this would be awesome, but I really can't get into it.
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
I thought it would be awesome. I can imagine your disappointment. Imagine you think something's going to be awesome and then it's rubbish.
It's actual trash.
Well, rubbish is like nice trash, though.
Yeah.
Rubbish is all like dried goods.
British trash.
Yeah, there's no coffee.
Is this Ringo again,
stuff.
Do you think?
Rubbish.
Watching Casino for the first time and it's rubbish. And it's going right in the bin.
You've met my twin boys, Rubbish and Garbage. Rubbish and Boring.
Yeah, Rubbish and Boring. It's impossible to get into the lives of characters.
Nope, it's entirely possible. That's the profession of filmmaking, actually. Oh, no one has ever done it, ever.
That's why books and movies are bullshit. You can't get into the lives of characters.
I don't think you have any empathy, sir.
They seem to just narrate themselves, then start narrating others. Then the others take over and start narrating themselves, and it just goes round.
He needs to be medicated.
In circles.
He is no longer even talking about Casino. Read that part again.
There's another voice, and then the two voices are talking at the same time in my head, and they're telling me to do different things.
It's rare that a manic break.
And they're telling me to do things that I think are wrong and that I know are illegal.
Yeah.
Is that everybody's experience who watched Casino?
You rarely capture an actual transcript of a manic breakdown.
This goes on like this for 12 more pages.
Four pages are just the exclamation point.
And then another guy talks. And
the baseball bat. It's done.
I'm not even sure what's going on.
I don't even know. Just a bunch of people. I can't even hear them talking to each other.
It really is a harrowing descent into madness by this reviewer.
I mean, they actually have two monologues that go on throughout the movie that we talked about. Like, yeah, there's actually people explaining it to you while it's happening.
Yes, it could not be more clear.
I
just realized that the first letter of every line of this review spells help me.
Well, not it. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
help.
No, it's too late. This was 2017.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I bet this guy.
I'm not even sure what's going on. Robert De Niro is running a casino. He's banned a few people. There's been a few fights, and that's about it. I'm over an hour in, and I really don't know where this is going. He's still watching the movie.
He's live streaming it. It is a cry for help. Oh my God.
I am over an hour.
It's an hour and he's so
into this nearly 3 hour movie.
Utterly confused. What is happening? Somebody tell me what's happening in this movie.
Also, why does De Niro basically always seem to play himself? He's basically the same in every single film he's ever been in.
No.
This was written in 2017.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, you know, De Niro is one of the most versatile actors, but he's always De Niro. There's always a tinge of De Niro in everything. And I'm not saying that he's not a good actor.
There's always a tinge of
John. Right.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about that.
But I mean, if this gentleman is saying that he's on a Pacino-like level.
Why don't you just start
Pacino.
Using the first person? This was clearly
this is
you.
Not me. This is not me.
Go ahead and switch it over to the first person.
I think what they're saying is, and they're wrong, is that if they're saying that it's like he's like Pacino, then that is inaccurate. Pacino plays Pacino in every...
I'm versatile!
I love it.
I was blind in that one. I'm not blind in any other movies.
It must be great to be Pacino.
It really must be.
Terrible for everyone around him. Yeah. But to be him, be the eye of the storm.
Poor Beverly D'Angelo.
Are they married?
No, they were.
Oh.
Oh. They were.
Contain that.
Beverly! Where's the remote? I want a divorce.
This is the last straw. Oh, can you imagine having like a subtle marriage argument with fucking Pacino? He'd be like, "Are you? You're stop
just be,
doing it."
I feel like he'd just be constantly out of breath.
Yeah.
Same in every single film he's ever been in, apart from a couple where he's been slightly more angry than usual. That's the range.
That is the difference.
That's the Oscar-winning range right there. It's like Nicholson. It's like these guys have such a signature style that it's like they kind of can't help it after a while.
But
they're
none
so
of them
well-known.
Are as bad as Pacino.
No. Pacino has become a different creature entirely. Yeah. He resembles his former self in no way.
No way at all.
He physically doesn't look like him. I would never be like, oh, yeah, that's the older version of that guy.
If you had, and I suggest somebody do this, actually.
Godfather 3, like, why'd they recast Michael Corleone?
I just feel like
this crazy old man.
They should make another Godfather. I can just see if he can. What do you think in Pacino's mind? Michael Corleone would be like right now.
Okay. I manage a Safeway.
Oh. It's nice to do, actually. Just every now and then, let one out. It's calming.
And just let it out.
Barking.
Little release. The Chino's just got a little out. Everyone says it's a safety valve.
Just going to vent it.
The whole thing could blow.
His fucking eye pops out. Oh, somebody bent Pacino. Hooah!
What are we eating? Beverly, did you put in the menagot?
I love that he was married to a lady named Beverly. Not even that it was Beverly D'Angelo. It's the perfect name to make up. It's the perfect name to make up as Pacino's wife.
There's no non-dramatic way to say that.
Oh, man. To be a fly on the wall of that household.
No, I don't want to be. I imagine she was just like...
She definitely sued him for emotional damages. I'm sure of it.
Like, she never wanted to turn anything into an argument because he always went full Pacino on it.
More importantly, though, how has it taken me all this time to realize this?
What?
Honestly, if that's what you believe, how has it taken
me? What hour is he on in the movie at this point?
This is all right over an hour in.
I woke up, the movie's still on. Now I'm really lost.
He's like the most boring actor ever.
De Niro?
Yeah. You only need to he's the most magnetic actor of a generation.
Like, I'm not going to call you wrong, but yeah, you're totally wrong.
He's the most pretty. You only need to see one De Niro film and you've basically seen them all.
This is going into a trashing of De Niro.
This is going deep. This is like a slam book.
Yeah.
I've still got the film playing, but it's basically background noise. He has tuned out.
This guy's unbelievable. Is this his only review on IMDb? He literally just does a review as he's watching the movie.
This is the last
time. And he continues to review it even after. Now it's just turning into.
Now he's not watching.
Now he's just blogging.
He's still blogging.
He's just blogging.
But listen to this. When I've finished on Facebook, I'm turning it off and going to bed. He is doing three things right now. The movie is on. He's Facebooking and writing this ridiculous review.
Yeah.
This film has done nothing but made me angry. The end. 1 star. All right, well, we're going to read some reviews of...
actual casinos.
Casinos and
if watching
Vegas
Casino really makes you...
related things based on the theme of Casino. All right, this is a review for Siegel Slots and Suites. Yes. A user review from TripAdvisor.
Oh, yeah, these are all TripAdvisor.
All right. You shouldn't is the title
the title,
of this.
You shouldn't.
You shouldn't, period. This is not a place for travelers.
Well, that's poorly named.
This is no place for travelers.
This hotel?
Hear me. It's neither safe nor hospitable. And most people who stay here appear to be long-term residents. You must sign a lease. Yes, a lease to stay.
That is, I don't understand. You're obligated.
You gotta sign up. You're in this.
I'm checking in for the weekend. Okay, well, here's your long lease.
You gotta check your credit. Security deposit. Secure a mortgage or secure a loan.
Well, okay. I really want to go to Vegas.
Just want to be here a couple days.
I really have a debilitating gambling problem.
The sign on the door of the casino reads, no firearms. This should tell you everything you need to know.
Yes, no firearms are allowed in there.
But in case you want more info, when we arrived around 7 p.m. on a Saturday, there was no one in the office and no one to be found who could tell us when someone might show up.
Oh.
When we were finally given
that
a room,
would be, first of all, that would be the most useless human being ever. Yeah. So I'm trying to check in.
Well, some of them will be here.
Well, I don't do it, but I can tell you the person that does do it.
Yeah.
They're going to be like 3 hours.
You got a long haul.
Can you talk to them? No.
When we were finally given a room, it had a broken latch on the door. not a latch that would offer any real security when each room has a walkway facing window that could easily become an entry into the room.
I love that they look at all potential points of, if a commando storms this room, how are they coming in? Right. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not like the window's going to stop the SWAT team when they rappel into my room.
Tom Cruise in a pair of suction cups could get up here and get into this room. This is ridiculous.
This hotel stay has exposed the fact that I live in constant danger. And that if somebody really wants to kill me, they will be able to do it. And there's nothing I can do about it. Not even stay at Siegel Slots and Suites.
This is their hiding out after you signed the lease. I think you went into the wrong office. I think that's what happened.
Moreover, this hotel uses keys, not on an identifiable keychain.
Random keys.
Just loose keys that anyone can easily copy and then use to enter your room.
There's a big bowl of keys. I don't know. Pick one. What makes you feel the safest?
I like this gold one. Into your room whenever they felt like it. The room had a powerful chemical smell. Uh-huh. Some industrial strength cleaner ? That hurt my lungs and gave me a headache.
Jesus Christ. What that is when you mix ammonia and chlorine.
That's what that is.
Oh, my lungs burn. Well, let's put my bags down and
I'm going to log on to Yelp.
Take a quick nap.
Log on to TripAdvisor. Yeah. Not going to try and move to safety.
And I'm going to live stream my own death.
Complain about this online. And the bathroom door jamb was broken. E.g., door had previously been kicked in.
Oh, boy.
I think this is the place from No Country for Old Men. There was a small bolt-sized hole through the lock of the door.
Clearly it had been kicked in.
As we had to check out very early, the office was not yet open.
Sounds like there was never anyone. What you thought was an office. Yeah.
Yes, it's weird and poor service that the office closes overnight. And we were advised at check-in to leave the key in the room on the dresser. This hardly seems like a safe practice to me. But that's how they roll at the Siegel Slots and Suites.
I just love the fact that it's just like... No, there's only one copy of the key, I swear. Yeah, just leave the key in the room on your way out.
Yeah, you don't trust me.
We got a key.
You don't trust me.
How are you going to get the key if I'm locking the key in the room when I leave? Do you have a key?
There's keys everywhere.
My finger could be a key that doesn't. Doors don't even lock.
Oh, I come in through the panel. The what? Part of the wall comes out. This place is cheap. And on a Saturday night in Vegas, that might seem like a great thing. But everything about it, the neighborhood, the stuff going down at the casino, the broken latch.
The broken latch,
I'm going to go macro to micro here.
The broken latch.
The neighborhood.
The scratched
formica. The stuff going on at the casino, whatever that's about. And the broken latch.
I can't reiterate enough. The broken latch. That little latch would have just made me feel much more safe.
I gotta keep going back to the latch. I'm sorry to harp on this.
I think it's the broken bathroom door frame. That freaked me out, I'll be honest. There's a man that can kick in, or a woman that can kick in a door here. I need the latch.
Yeah. It was fresh wood. The wood was freshly splintered.
Yeah, you could smell it. That was the chemical.
There were splinters on the rug.
We got a door kicker here, and I don't even have a latch.
The weird thing is it was kicked out. Somebody kicked it out, so they were being held captive inside the bathroom.
There's still ice in the tub, which I think is weird.
Moral of the story, I woke up in the morning with fresh stitches and a note that said, call 911, we've taken your...
Approximately 30 ounces organs. Lighter.
Yeah, then all that stuff made me fear that my night spent there could be my last. And that would be a terrible way to go down. It was my mistake not to read reviews before landing here, so please put my mistake to good use. If you value your sense of safety and happiness, do not stay here.
Your sense of safety and happiness. Your very sense of safety and happiness has been challenged.
If you are tethered at all to your place in the universe, do not stay at this mindfuck of a hotel.
Folks, I can't reiterate the latch enough.
And I'm sorry, one more time, the latch. The latch should be working.
I agree with that person.
Same
that...
place, Siegel Slots and Suites, a different reviewer. Carl Buffet wrote.
That's a man that loves buffets.
That's a man I trust to write a TripAdvisor yes. review. A man whose screen name reflects his dedication to Vegas-style
Quick,
food.
I need a fake name. I'm Peter Fake Name.
Carl Buffet. 3 weeks of noise and trash.
That's the title?
Yep.
3 weeks.
Yep.
Good Lord, he did sign 3 weeks.
Yep. They don't provide blankets, pillows, or free Wi-Fi. You can get a free coffee in the morning after they open, but that's if you are lucky and the desk clerk is in a good mood.
So they always have coffee.
Yeah.
They just don't always distribute it amongst the guests.
Sometimes you can have it. Other times you can't.
Could I get that coffee?
Not today.
I've had a terrible day.
Most days she has her kids with her, so she's occupied. Okay, so we've identified a woman. Most days she has her kids, this woman, this mysterious. You know who I mean.
You know who I mean. Did you ever stop to think she might not even work there?
She's occupied.
She's a resident.
I did enjoy the stray cats that hang by the dumpster area. They ate good because the long-term residents throw as much garbage on the ground as they do in the dumpster. Good luck and don't get a sexually transmitted disease because the hood you'll be in looks like Beirut. 1 out of 5.
I don't think Beirut's known for its STDs, by the way. I mean, the way that this place is described, I kind of want to stay there.
Yeah, it's an adventure. Be like a challenge on Fear Factor.
Yeah. Like you can rarely go to places that are completely uncontrolled anymore.
It's true. Wild West. Here's one more. Ty Schmutz wrote.
Ty Schmutz.
Loved the ladies.
There you
Three
go.
Exclamation points.
There you have
Gambling
it.
Was great. The old coin machines. The food was fantastic. And reasonably priced. Staff was great. I am single, old, and the ladies of the evening were quite accommodating and also reasonably priced. 4 out of 5.
That's horrifying.
Drunk as he wrote this. Gambling was great. Loved it. The old coin machines. It's just a non sequitur. The old coin machines.
Old and single.
Staff was great. I am single, old, and the ladies of the evening were quite accommodating. Oh, boy. So we're moving over to Louisiana riverboat style.
Riverboat style gambling.
Casinos.
Very different beast than Las Vegas.
Okay. I can tell. There's a picture here. I can tell already.
Yeah. No, it's a fancy looking picture. It looks like a Disney attraction.
This is called the Treasure Chest Casino. Casino buffet needs major help.
Fucking buffets, man. People love buffets.
It all comes down to.
Yeah.
Without fail, every time we ever had to go eat the buffet at Treasure Chest in Kenner, the food is never fresh.
Why do you keep going? Because it's
very
a buffet.
Very limited seafood, hard as a brick, rolls in cornbread.
I don't think a riverboat is where you're getting your seafood.
God, please don't eat the fucking seafood on a riverboat.
They have a great success rate. I just get rabid diarrhea 4 out of every 9 times.
I mean, it's docked all the time. The water must be filthy.
Sitting in its own filth.
It's a casino. It's the bed of a casino.
Yeah.
Filth. Hard as a brick rolls in cornbread. Selections sitting on the buffet that clearly have been there all day.
And you're looking for seafood.
Oh, unlike buffets anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Like at Ponderosa, they're like, all right, gentlemen.
Yeah, change it up.
New round.
It's been 30 minutes.
That lettuce is starting to wilt, mister.
I'm surprised upper management never steps in and makes a change to ensure quality of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riverboat Casino upper management.
Yeah. You are overestimating their interest in this. Crowded place. Lots of small tables. Very congested pathways. Oh, inside the riverboat? Is that so?
Yeah.
Not a good place for grandma if she's rolling through in a wheelchair. Don't roll that old bitch up here.
She ain't gonna fit.
Take her nasty old bones down to fucking Mohegan Sun.
Get her over to the buffet.
Far too many tables.
More seafood on a sweaty, humid casino riverboat. You roll in there complaining that there's not enough seafood sitting out for most of the day.
That's correct.
First of all, it's like an alligator trap.
Conceding that she knows, I think this is a woman, that the food is out there all day.
Yeah.
She wants more seafood.
She wants more seafood, yeah.
More shellfish options.
Just unopened oysters. Let it boil.
Just a paint bucket full of fucking oysters.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God.
No ice.
Oh, they shucked them for us. Just reach your
just
hand
in a bath of warm water.
Ooh. That is hot sick.
This next one says airborne illness.
There we are.
Right here on the Riverboat Casino. What could possibly...
Who would have thunk it?
How bad can this be?
In the most humid, hottest place on earth.
Oh, yeah. Fucking... New Orleans. Riverboat Casino.
New Orleans.
Get down to New Orleans, baby. Get ready for some airborne illness. Oh, I declare. My first visit was...
Oh, hey now. Southern lady.
My first visit was with my husband and two elder sisters.
That sounds delightful.
It's everything's Blanche.
Oh.
My husband and my two elder sisters. Dorothy, get the cheesecake.
This is going to take a while.
During our first time visit, I began to develop a sore throat while there and began feeling bad. Had to have hot tea instead of alcohol.
Boo, Blanche.
Ended up at urgent care, only to be told I caught an airborne flu virus from the casino. I hadn't gone anyplace else that day. And the fact that I wasn't sick until during my visit tells me the casino wasn't clean.
You put it together. It's like House.
Yeah. I like this. I hadn't gone anyplace else that day. It's like I just sprung into being on the gangplank of the Riverboat Casino.
All I remember, I woke up and I was walking into the casino.
The first thing I remember.
Yeah, sore throat was the second thing.
Please clean your machines and establishment. Lysol the place, bad air circulating, and no kind of ventilation. Get humidifiers. No air was on, nor could you go out on deck. No open windows. These facts shortened our visit.
Shortened. Didn't stop. Oh, no, we still stayed for the full 2 weeks.
We were there for 2 weeks. If I was to visit again, not sure we will.
Undecided. But
God almighty.
If you give me a discount, maybe I'll go back.
2 for 1, you say? Not sure we will, but I'll be wearing protective face mask and carrying around hand sanitizer to use. Also, every slot I played was not hitting, but rather taking my money.
Well,
it was not hitting, but instead taking my money.
I don't think you understand how a casino works.
What's up with that?
I don't think that she got sick at this casino. I think she caught the flu bug earlier. I don't even think it was the flu bug.
No, Greg, she wasn't anywhere earlier.
She was nowhere else.
She wasn't anywhere else.
She was floating before time and space.
Therefore, by the laws of logic.
Yeah, no, she makes a fair point.
You're a scientist?
I'm not an astrophysicist. I don't know things like she knows things.
All in my party ended up with this born flu virus. Born, capital born. B.
It was born in my nose.
The born flu virus. The worst sequel to the born identity.
Good action scenes, though.
So that's how contagious it is. No
that you can give a virus to your family? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much all viruses. Yeah,
that's how it works.
That's what they do.
No laughing matter. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Yeah.
That does it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
Rarely. No, I don't have anything to add. Yeah. I think we gave Scorsese a fair shake.
I think we did.
I think we showed both sides of the argument.
Stood up for him where he would not stand up for himself. Where he refused like a coward.
Some counterpoint.
Stand up for himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going six pages deep on the comments on
IMDb. The court of public opinion, he's taking the fifth.
Well, that does it for this episode of Citizen Critic. Please do hit that subscribe button in your podcast app of choice to get our weekly episodes. If you enjoyed yourself here, it makes a huge difference for us if you leave us a rating and review. We're on Twitter at Scott Janovitz and at Little Turd.
Little Turd, that's me.
L-I-T-L-E. Turd.
I didn't think that I would ever be telling you.
This was going to be your dummy account.
It was, yeah.
Hit us up, and we'll talk to you next time. Citizen Critic comes to you from Double Elvis and is executive produced by Jake Brennan of Disgraceland. It was created by Jake, Greg Conley, and me, Scott Janovitz. I also composed and recorded the music, and I engineer and edit the show. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.